Blog Talk Radio.
Hoy, hoy! Hoy, hoy. The Kool-Aid Man was here. Bastard was our guest speaker tonight, but he was stoned off his ass, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Man, he's the Kool-Aid Man, man. And he left us.
Oh, okay, I did get it. Oh, wait. What?
What?
Oh, never mind, I'm good. Had a mild beer panic for a minute.
Jeez. Okay, so I'll tell you something, all right. 2 days ago, I was given this caramel fucking McAdams whiskey by a roommate, and, man, I just wanted, like, a couple shots to taste it because I gave up my whiskey. I've been drinking it for, like, 20-some years. I gave it up. And, I mean, Canadian winter, what the fuck was wrong with me, man? I've been drinking that nasty shit.
Ew.
Then I started going to shots, but just said, you know, I don't know. But anyway, as nastier as they are, you just get your fix faster. So,
yep.
And then going back to my Bacardi, man, this shit's yummy. Well, it's Bacardi, but when you drink it so long and shots, you start to still taste that liquor. But when you first start out, your throat sounds so smooth. All I tasted was caramel, and I had a little bit of tea in with it. Now I'm drinking it with coffee.
I'm putting a splash of coffee in, and it's just as strong as my Bacardi, so it's like, woo!
Anyway, a taste test turned out to be a whopping fucking drinking fest the other day.
Yeah, she got my friends, and then you're like,
God, France. I don't France. Are you France?
You
carry me back.
No, you actually did.
You're saying, okay, so from now on, this most of the thing is a taste.
Nope.
When people go to wine tasting, all right, like on FunMate, there's a wine tasting business. And Bastards have had $1,200 in 4 days. For a wine tasting business?
Right.
Such a fucking drunk?
Yeah.
Gee, undercover.
We would try to do.
What an undercover, you know. What an undercover way to fucking fund your alcoholism. Fucked up, man.
Wine tasting business.
Yeah, wine tasting course day.
Oh, my God.
You know, and all they showed was like a, well, I won't say what else.
I'm going to open up your tasting business.
Yeah, really. They had a couple people with a bunch of card tables in their front yard and a tablecloth wearing an apron. It's like, oh, that's your business? Well, you know, all right. I want to do something with the animal shelters, but, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to throw them on the front lawn on a fucking card table and shit. And,
yeah.
Come on. I want eggs. It's in your head, and I want
no,
eggs.
I'm examining my poo. Oh,
what a sneaky fucked up poo.
Not a sneaky poo. It's my poo. It's my poo alone.
Hey, I lost our fucking smudge that I grabbed from Andy. Blah.
Don't smudge in here.
Dude, okay, have you been having trouble sleeping?
No.
Because I realize I don't say anything, but until, like, I find out you're having trouble sleeping, and then I hear, of course, so-and-so. Otherwise, other people are having trouble sleeping, and then it seems like, I'm not going to tell people when I smudge the house, because I want to see if it's, you know, really helping when I do it, or if it's just all a mental thing.
The placebo effect.
Exactly. Because.
Well, just don't do it here.
I mean, our roommate, you know, did lost her mom, and I expect to visit from her a few times, if not forever. But I know she's not going to haunt me. At least I hope you show up, because I was a good friend. At least she doesn't haunt me, Dave, and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know if we've had a show since happened. I think we did, yeah. Like I said, but I talk about this on a couple of
I don't episodes. Remember.
I think I did. I said rest in peace. So she was a very good friend of mine. And for a mother that,
I'm
a woman, for a woman, for a woman that had a stroke in her teens, and then her husband, you know, she had two kids, and then he, like, disappeared. Everybody I know that said that, I don't know if it's the same kind of stroke, it's like, you know, they're always wants to stay inside the body and they can walk. There's someone in the mouth that's welfare. She can get up and walk. She shouldn't get kids. She refused to let that shit keep her, you know, isolated inside. And that's why, you know, I wanted to make sure I could help anyway. But anyway, she was a dear friend of mine. It's been 2 weeks Thursday, February 25th. I'm glad we have our boys with us. Even though one's probably intoxicated at his cousin's tonight, and
the other one
says hello, and the other one's in the living room showing off his knockers. That's Andy Carter, the first person with us. But tonight, he's just in his own world. So it'll be us. It's going to be weird just pretty soon. We're going to get used to having it. And last night, we're going to have a show with a guest.
I didn't do this the other night instead of tonight. It's like we could have done this last night and it would have been awesome. So then he would have been like,
I didn't feel good.
Yeah, that's true. Probably would have been like, man, these people are idiots, dude.
Well, hasn't he heard our shows before?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I am not sure, but
he's an Irishman. Today's his holiday, so you can tell by looking at clubs he's an Irishman.
Maybe. I don't know.
Dude, he's a fucking redhead till the very end. He's Irish. What's his last name?
I don't know.
Oh, good God. He spent the night. You don't know his last name. That's bad.
Oh, bad, bad, bad. I taught you better than that. Bad.
Get the fuck out of here.
All right. You just show yourself.
I'm going to make eggs, man, if you want me to go.
Hey, people don't know my last name.
Some of them do.
They know my fucking online name. That's why I never know who people with their names.
I don't listen to the show and know your last name. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Who the fuck do I beg to listen to the show?
I'm kidding. That's why I said I'm kidding.
Fuck that shit.
No, I did not do that. I just...
She
beg people to listen to.
Yeah, she does.
You know what? I don't give a fuck. If I do, I would say that, but actually I haven't, so. But, y'all be the first to know if I do. So.
Fart balls.
Fart balls. Wouldn't that be awesome if a car had actual testicles in a dick?
You know those things like that
horse dick or
people
something?
Get hang on their cars, the balls that they get hang on their cars on the back? Remember, we've seen that a couple times. No, they're actual balls. They get them and hang them from the back of their car.
No, I saw that one.
Yeah.
I just think, I don't remember right now. He knows, he's laughing.
Half of his face.
Yeah, really. They all kind of don't care, so... He called me your meister.
Yeah, buddy.
He's got a muzzle, so he doesn't eat us.
Same guy.
Who cares?
You couldn't
that's
tell.
What we need to put on butter. No, that's what we need to put on coal. He's a fucking muzzle. Is that Lady Gaga, the blonde?
The fucking porcelain.
Thank God.
What the hell?
I don't know. I don't listen to shit. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you do.
I don't have it downloaded.
I have it. In fact, that's what we're going to be playing tonight. So.
Fuck you, dude, up there. Is that the AOL, the All-Star Assembly, dude?
Dead Star Assembly. That's
Dead
all
Star.
That right there.
Thank you.
That's porcelain.
Hey, I'm buzzed, okay? Give me some credit.
That's the DSA.
Hey, that's a guitar case that's awesome, isn't it?
Yep.
That's fucking awesome, man.
It is.
Let's put a few people in there that I know.
I know, right?
Let's bury
what's
him.
What's going on?
Fucking
oh, God, I better not say that. People might come after us.
Yeah,
if
really.
Say anything about it.
God,
you
really.
We're just joking with people fucking getting butt-ass hurt.
Okay, so.
Yeah,
I'm
bad.
And I smell like campfire or wood burning.
I know, I smelled some earlier, but maybe it was a fart.
Come up to the lake and let it fucking...
It's a barbecue fart.
Yeah, so what about this baggage shit?
You tell me, you're the one going on
about it. I told
you
I would forget about it.
I guess I'm baggage.
No, you're not. No, yeah, okay.
You said how you used to wait to tell your boyfriends about me.
Well, the reason why...
I'm baggage.
No, we joked about that. The reason why I hold back now is because when I first...
No, you used to.
When I was open and honest to, like, 2 out of 3 people, it seemed like they were perverts and always asking about my daughter. And I was like, seriously, dude. So I'm like, fuck it, you know what? Someone needs to like me for me, not because I have a daughter.
Yeah, right.
That's like they're fantasizing about something that they can't get. And if it's something they can get, I mean, I don't think there's something bad about someone in their, like, late 20s, you know, someone in their early 40s, but, you know, seriously, someone like your friend that was here and that guy, it's shit wrong. I'm not saying names, but there, you know, there's just, that's some shit wrong right there. But anyway, you know, I got to depend on the journey and stuff. I mean, you know, I can't see names tonight.
No.
If it's somebody that's famous that I'm talking about.
I don't fucking know. Yeah, you can say famous names. I mean, Christ.
You know, one of my idols is Stephanie Seymour, and she's just a fucking slut, man. Seriously, everyone loved her and Axl Rose, and then I hear she was married to a rocker called thing and had her first son, and then she left him to have an affair with Warren Beatty, and then that's when she met Axl Rose and left Warren for Axl Rose, and then 2 years old at the time, Axl Rose fell in love with a guy, and that's when I've learned the last couple months.
You fell in love with a guy?
No, the son. I mean, there's like the video of Stranger, they show him taking Dylan out of, he's only 2 years old, and then and then the little kids wearing like little Guns N' Roses leather jacket and everything, and they went on tour with him, and it's like, the video, when you see the making of it, it's like he's talking about how this little kid was taken and thinks he abandoned them, but he didn't. And then they were showing in the making of the video when it was made in his house. And he was couched up in his bedroom on this, like, overhang above the doorway. And then he woke up and he looked like he was fucked up depressed, but he fell asleep and he said he felt like he needed that time, 5 hours, but it was only an hour. And he woke up and they had like the cameras and the lights and shit on him. And he's like, felt like I needed that time to relate to someone that I missed, that thinks I abandoned him, but I didn't. He was taken from me. And they're showing this empty room, you know, with a couple of toys still there and all this shit in the yard. And it's just like, people wonder why he's fucked up. And that bitch, and it's like, she leaves one guy for another and another and another. And then to see that fucking, well, the guy she's married to now, she's been married to for 20 years, that nasty-ass billionaire, he's like 20 years older than her. Like, gross. That's all saggy and nasty and shit, But, yeah. And me.
All right, well.
You can ruin your life.
Hold on. Okay, we're going to go to a song real quick here, since we're already, like, halfway through the show.
Ah!
Stop fucking dropping shit, you drunk.
I'm a bag.
We're
going to
play Force from the Tramps, of course. My leftovers again.
Your leftovers.
Yeah, bitch, my leftovers. Not you.
You're
out of control.
No, you just set up.
All right, bye. We're going to play a song quick. We'll be back.
Bye.
You haven't met a crush that's trying to get where I've been. Well, if you want a map, I'm at free. You can have a little
I don't know my song.
your day, your life.
I actually just posted some of your timeline a little bit ago pertaining to something about gas ruining someone's life.
So we're talking basically natural gas.
I'm not kind of you fart.
No. Now you ruined it. Now you ruined gas.
I'm sorry, but it's not like you're talking about gas, like gas stove.
I mean, ways gas can ruin your day, night, life. Kind of natural gas that comes out of your ass.
Has anybody
ever been, like, totally gassed? That's so pretty and colorful.
The words.
Okay. So, like,
so you're not on something else?
Put it on her Facebook or wherever you put it, post. If you've ever had been traumatized by natural gas, put it wherever you
put it. That's horrible.
Wherever the sun don't shine, I don't care.
Not in the back door.
Yeah, really. Don't go in through the back door. Unless you're wearing some fucking Astro Glide or some
gross.
They can just glide on there.
Okay, let's move on.
Disgusting. All right.
Hey, you said it.
You brought it up.
Yeah, but you...
It was your topic.
You extended it.
Dumb. All right.
We're idiots.
Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, that's awesome, though. Oh, my God. Okay. We're getting pretty fucking
snake or your schwab.
Holy shit, man. Wow, we're going out of control.
Are we on Extender show, so what's next?
Extended stay? We lived there. We lived there at Schwan Stay.
Extended Dick. No, it wasn't extended. It wasn't called Snake. It was going to be Extended Schwan. Extended Snake Schwan Stay. I don't know. Extended Schwan.
Oh, fuck.
Whatever.
Oh, God. My fuck.
Easter comes, instead of an Easter bunny, well, the Easter snake
with a little bunny.
Stop. Here comes
Peter. We're gonna die.
Long. Bonging shit. Down the ding ding dong.
Peter. The Peter Schwan.
Shut up, bitch. Fuck you, Tina.
insurance one when they hit the fucking money loader driving seat of the car and she's like, They tell her to go sleep from the basement. She comes upstairs and like her kind of made his joke and she's up there, ha ha ha, with a fucking brush sweeping her head.
How dare this bitch interrupt us?
God, this bitch needs an extend right up the off. I'm serious. I'm going to take one of these, extend this, and extend that. We extend our show tonight, or should we cut it early?
Cut it.
All right, everybody, we're going to cut it off.
We're going to cut off the extend.
You should have cut it when we were laughing.
It's just fart. No, I would have admitted it and laughed about it.
Yeah.
I
this
like
working
out.
The kids are in the kitchen today, and she's like,
I didn't realize that. I know, it was a...
All right, okay, we got 20 seconds. Are you talking about this? All right, our roommate, he walks by. He's like, he'll be like, asking him, when you walk out there, did you guys hear me rip ass and walk by your door? Or did you guys hear me rip ass in the bathroom? And then when we had to talk this guy over the other day,
that's
he was
funny.
In the kitchen. He's like, did you hear me rip ass in the kitchen?
Bye! It's over.
Fuck y'all.
Yeah.